As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for digestive support, handle tougher digestive problems, and larger, more complex meals with GI Guard AM, enzymes HCL, oregano oil, and peppermint oil, GI. This premium collection may help to maintain the integrity of your stomach lining and promote gastric comfort, help reduce occasional bloating, indigestion, heartburn, gas, and other normal diet-related digestive disturbances, as well as maintain healthy intestinal flora balance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's the weekend edition of our program that we broadcast to radio stations across the country. Lots of people also listening on live stream. The program also becomes a podcast. We drop it on Mondays so that those of you who weren't able to listen to the program live can hear it in its entirety. 877-726-8255 is our number, and we invite your phone calls. We would love for you to participate with questions or comments, maybe on something that's happening in the health field, or perhaps a health experience that you've had using natural medicine or using high-tech medicine. That's what Intelligent Medicine's about. It's the deployment of both types and all of the above approach, utilizing the best that medicine has to offer to prevent disease and to optimize our health. 877-726-8255, our number. We've got lots to talk about today. We've also got some recorded calls, because if you call 877-726-8255 when we're not on the air, well, you can record questions. We'll take some of those later in the program. Among the things we're going to talk about, cinnamon for lowering your blood sugar. We're going to talk about some exciting new drug developments. Also, Florida Governor DeSantis wants to ban fake meat. What do y'all think of that? 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, we're going to start with a focus on a nutrient that is on my radar screen, but is not that well known. It is PEA, brand name Levagen. And in the past, many years ago, when we talked about the benefits of chocolate, there was a story going around about how chocolate was the ideal Valentine's Day gift. That is a little bit in our rearview mirror, having celebrated that this week. But it was the ideal gift because it contained a compound called PEA, which is a compound associated with something called limerence. Limerence is a fancy, infrequently used word, which refers to the state of delirium that is associated with being in love. And PEA, which is phenylethylamine, was the thing that was thought to be the ingredient in chocolate that made chocolate so addictive and made people feel like they were in love, and thus making it the ideal Valentine's Day gift for your intended. Well, this is a different PEA, so we're playing alphabet word games here. PEA, in this case, stands for palmitoylethanolamide, and I will henceforth dispense with that long name and just keep calling it PEA. PEA is an endocannabinoid-like lipid mediator, so it is a type of fat-soluble nutrient, and it's actually an ingredient in a product that I frequently use. It's called Relief by CV Sciences. It's combined with CBD in a formula that they have that's designed to aid recovery from athletic exertion, which is something that I really try to support because I work out frequently, but also something that may help people with painful conditions. And so in a moment, I'm going to share with you some of the research on this. It seems to work on multiple fronts. In this article, it's a review article that I have here. It says it has which is like a 91-page article, which has sections on immunity, brain health, allergy, pain modulation in conditions like menstrual pain, but also in other painful conditions like fibromyalgia. For joint health, it aids sleep and recovery. What they say is one of the problems with PA is that it is not that bioavailable, but new techniques have made it more bioavailable because it's delivered in a liposomal form, and thus you get more absorption. So here's a review of PEA in the treatment of chronic pain. And what they did is they did a Medline search. They found 253 articles. Ultimately, 11 were included in the analysis. And what they found is that there were distinct benefits of PEA for reducing pain and also just simply quality of life and functional status. People felt better, reported better outlook and mood, and were able to perform tasks better when taking PEA. I've also looked at some of the blogs and some of the sites where people talk about their experience with fibromyalgia. And one of the things that some people are trying are high doses of PEA, but it takes relatively high doses to achieve that, which could get a little pricey. So people are talking about 3 to 6 grams or 3 to 6,000 milligrams per day as the sweet spot for addressing the pain of fibromyalgia. Also, this is an interesting article. Study suggests Levigin holds cognitive health benefits. And what they did here is they looked not at old broken down individuals who definitely need cognitive support. They looked at young individuals. They actually recruited gamers, okay? They were students. The study used a double-blind, placebo-controlled crossover trial to determine the effects of 6 weeks of 700 milligrams per day of Levigin. They conducted the trial in university students, male and female students. They did pre- and post-cognitive tests. And they also measured something called BDNF, which is kind of Miracle-Gro for your brain. BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, is kind of like the fertilizer that helps you form associations within your brain, helps grow your neurons, and improve the synaptic connections in your brain. Exercise is one of the best ways to induce BDNF, but it turns out it, in this group, blood levels of BDNF were significantly increased in the PEA users versus placebo. They did some cognition tests, and they found that there was an improvement with the PEA supplementation, while there was no change reported in the placebo group. So this suggests that this is a nutrient that you may want to put on your radar screen, as I have. And I take it. PEA, brand name Levigin, although perhaps there are other brands, but the one that is formulated for better absorption is the Levigin brand. And with multiple benefits that include enhanced performance, reduced stress, reduced pain, better recovery from athletic exertion, and even immune support. So there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you tired of feeling tired? Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? NT-Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT-Factor therapy resulted in a 26.8% increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults. NT-Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by up to 43%, and has even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions, like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years. You can find the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or, to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
It takes guts to get through this political season. To keep your gut and digestive tract in top form, cast your vote today for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, the clear choice of health professionals worldwide. A superior probiotic formula, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are uniquely fermented to include prebiotics, the culture medium that provides food to the probiotics, as well as postbiotics, the organic nutrients that result from the fermentation process. Most other probiotics available today do not contain pre- or postbiotics and enter your body empty-handed. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics travel with their full pre- and postbiotic systems, providing the diversity of flora that creates and nourishes the environment in your gut for better and longer-term results. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are ready to go to work for you immediately. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. Enough about me. We want to hear what you think and what some of your concerns are. So call us at 877-726-8255. Or if you can't call this hour, you can call anytime you like during the week and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I heard that if you put a banana in smoothies, it decreases the polyphenols in whatever else you have there. Could you comment on that?
Yeah, that's really interesting, and I really thank you for bringing that up, because that is a common practice. Is, you know, people make a protein shake, and then, and I don't know, they throw in some berries, and then maybe a little banana, and maybe they want to put in, you know, their favorite additional ingredient, like a little bit of colostrum, as I sometimes add to my shakes, or creatine to power up their muscle performance. And so the concern is, does banana interfere with the uptake of polyphenols? Now, what are polyphenols? Well, polyphenols are all these beneficial compounds, rainbow-colored compounds that you get from plants. And they include things like the things that you get from berries, the proanthocyanidins, the flavanols, that you get from cocoa, and sometimes I put cocoa in my shake. And so the concern is, could bananas have an interfering effect? And it turns out that this astute listener is pointing us in the direction of a recent study in a journal called Food and Function. Scientists use smoothies to test whether the inclusion of banana could interfere with the absorption of flavanols. And it turns out that it did. You see, bananas contain something called polyphenol oxidase. It's an enzyme that's found in many fruits and vegetables that's responsible for the browning when these are cut or bruised. And so you know what happens when you bang a banana, it turns brown, right? And ultimately, if it sits around, it browns. Ripens. And so this enzyme, polyphenol oxidase, breaks down polyphenols pretty effectively. Here's what they found. Adding banana to a berry smoothie reduced the flavanol intake by the consumer by 84% compared to a control group who simply took a flavanol capsule. So, yeah, that it turns out that is a concern.
Obviously, flavanols are the things we want. You can find them in apples, pears. Quercetin is a flavanol, polyphenol. So these are all, you know, these things that we put into smoothies, like blueberries and blackberries and cocoa. I guess that's something that we should try to avoid. And, you know, bananas, after all, they're kind of just a calorie bomb. You know, it's a lot of starch, fair amount of sugar. And so forego the bananas. Now, I had a thought is that avocados also have a tendency to brown, right? And I like to throw a half an avocado into my smoothie. And then I thought to myself, like, maybe I'm interfering with the polyphenol content of my smoothie. One of the ingredients, if I'm not adding cocoa to my smoothie, I might add some matcha, some green tea, you know, makes it taste like green tea ice cream. And matcha is beneficial because it's got a lot of flavanols in it, these compounds that are present in green tea, catechins and so on. So I looked up polyphenol oxidase content of avocados, and it turns out that avocados are pretty high too in polyphenol oxidase. They tend to brown easily when they're bruised or when you open them up, right? So maybe I've got to rethink that, but it's just so yummy when I put an avocado in there, and I thought it was doing myself a lot of good. So great call. That's an astute question. 877-726-8255, our number. Can a daily dose of cinnamon help lower blood sugar? A lot of supplements that are designed to lower blood sugar, they've got a little bit of cinnamon in them. But usually, if you take in a pill or two a day, pills are limited to maybe 500 to 1,000 milligrams. And so, you know, maybe you'll get a couple of hundred milligrams of cinnamon in each anti or blood sugar pill that you're taking. Then there's a variety of ingredients. It could be, any number of things that seem to help with blood sugar, chromium and so on, berberine, etc. It turns out that a daily dose of cinnamon can help lower blood sugar, but you got to take a fair amount. And the amount that seems to make a difference is about a teaspoonful, 4 grams per day. So what they found is that in this study, the conclusion is that this adds to the evidence for the potential anti-diabetic effects, because this new study has found that a 4-week course of cinnamon supplementation at about the level of 4 grams per day could reduce blood sugar levels. And the caveat is in people who needed their blood sugar levels reduced. So if you've got normal blood sugar, you know, it's not going to make much of a difference. But in people with obesity or overweight or prediabetes or metabolic syndrome, it did indeed make a difference. This headline from Florida, DeSantis wants to ban fake meat. Fake meat is lab-grown meat. And what they're saying here is that he wants to get rid of this in the food supply. People complain that, this is like anti-capitalism because the Chinese can steal the march on us because they're investing a lot in the technology to develop lab-grown meat. I say, hooray for Governor DeSantis. Like him or not, he's on the right side of this argument when it comes to ultra-processed fake food. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust. The very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And a reminder that when we're talking about supplements here, sometimes we talk about things that are obscure, hard to get. If you go on Amazon, you can find them, but it's kind of the Wild West there. One of my colleagues yesterday, I was at a health and nutrition conference, integrative medicine here in New York, and he told me that they did a survey of some of the products that were offered there, and about half of the products were literally counterfeits. They had labels that looked, identical to real labels, but the contents were nil. They tested for zero amounts of the stated ingredients. So you got to be careful. It's the Wild West out there. You can shop hundreds of curated, vetted supplements in my reliable full script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com. Check it out for great products and real reliability, safety, purity, and potency. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. That number available for live calls as well as a place where you can record questions. We got a couple of live calls, so let's talk to Sue from New Jersey. Thanks for your patience, Sue. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. It's an honor to talk to you.
My pleasure.
I had chronic insomnia for years, and for the last couple of years, I was taking a drug called Remeron.
Oh, yeah. Powerful drug. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I slept wonderfully, but I had some issues and they took me off it and now I'm lost.
Yeah.
I don't know what to take. I'm not sure what to take.
Well, so let's go through this. And first of all, I want to point out that we tend to think of a pill for the ill. So when it comes to sleep, we have sleeping pills, and then people say, I want to take something natural, which pill shall I take? And I'll go through some of those options, but when we address sleep, we really want to take a comprehensive approach to sleep. We want to look at your lifestyle, we want to look at your diet, we want to make sure that you're not having ups and downs of blood sugar, we want to measure your cortisol, because that's a stress hormone that typically peaks in the morning, but in people with insomnia, they're out of phase, their circadian rhythm is messed up, and it peaks later in the day, and when they try to sleep, and it interferes with sleep. Mm. And so, there's a lot of factors involved. If you could just potter down, I'm going to give her an answer, okay? So the other thing that you got to look at is, just all the lifestyle factors. So I would recommend, and maybe you've already gone through this process, because anyone who has insomnia should not simply go to someone and get a pill. They should get a comprehensive workup at a sleep center. You can, if you want to access this on your own, DIY, you can look up CBTI, Cognitive Behavioral Therapy for Insomnia. And this is something where there's some online opportunities there where you can kind of go through a checklist of habits. Not having a TV in your bedroom, for example, not having devices in your bedroom, for example, making sure that your bedroom is a dark, cool sanctum at night, making sure that you get sunlight in your eyes when you wake up in the morning, absence of light at night, lots of light in the morning, that creates a circadian rhythm and normalizes it. Exercise is very important for sleep as well, and avoidance, obviously, of caffeinated beverages. So these are some of the things that you want to go through. Check it out. But still, some people require more. So among the things that are helpful, and there's kind of a smorgasbord of things, different strokes for different folks. Among the things that are helpful, obviously, there's melatonin. Some people respond to melatonin. Other people don't get a benefit from melatonin. Time-release melatonin's a little better than just regular melatonin because it helps sustain sleep through the night. You can also team that with relaxing things like GABA or theanine. That can be helpful at bedtime. You can also take things like CBD. I personally take a product called CV Sleep from CV Sciences, one of our sponsors, plus CBDOil.com is their website. And you can, and as I mentioned earlier, PEA often can help to support sleep. It's an endocannabinoid-like substance, sometimes teaming that with your CBD can also help produce sleep. One of the things that I like, and it's been a little bit hard to get lately, is kava. And that's because in Europe, there were some cases of kava causing liver toxicity. But I think they've worked the problem out. There was some impurity in certain kava formulations. And now that they've identified it, they've purified kava so that it's safe. Kava produces a really kind of a mellow, relaxed feeling. And I've taken it at or near bedtime, and it really has a kind of a calmative effect. Another thing that you can take is glycine. In powder form, you can take, you know, a teaspoon of glycine dissolved in water. That can be helpful. You know, you also have to address medical problems. Are you having urinary problems that wake you up at night and create problems? Are you having bodily aches and pains that make it hard to sleep? Are you having sleep apnea? Is, you know, overweight associated with some problems in your metabolism? Ups and downs of blood sugar, for sure, can cause sleep problems. They tend to wake people up, you know, and then they head for the refrigerator, or they look for a snack because their blood sugar is plummeting and causes the body to set off a kind of an alarm that wakes people from deep sleep. So, there, you know, I think what we need to do is rather than take a you know, like, okay, they took me off Remerin. Which of the available supplements should I take? Yeah, the supplements are helpful, but I would take a comprehensive approach to addressing sleep problems. And there are many, 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 it's such a ubiquitous problem that there are many sleep centers across the country where you can get a multidisciplinary approach. Yes, you can get a medication from a psychiatrist or a neurologist. Neurologists are also sleep specialists. They do sleep studies. But the multidisciplinary approach means that you may work with, you know, a sleep coach or a therapist to address some of the obstacles you have to sleeping, and just also making the lifestyle changes that can improve sleep. Okay, so there you have it. That's a long-winded answer to your question, and a little more than maybe you expect. Magnesium. Must mention magnesium. Magnesium at bedtime can be relaxing. These are among the things that can make a difference. Okay. Good point to remind you, you want to make sure that your immune system is as strong as it can be, and to build your natural immunity. Yeah, you know, we're talking about shots and vaccines and, you know, all kinds of medication just in case, but really it's about our resilience, our immune resilience. So it's time to empower your immune system. That's I-M-M-P-O-W-E-R, Empower, supercharges your immunity because it's made from AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts to ever come out of Japan. It's been shown to enhance your immune protection by over 300%, and the studies are for real. It has the robust research to prove it. Empower is my first go-to when it comes to immune support. I personally take it daily and prescribe it to my patients in need of immune support, and who doesn't these days? So if you're looking for a way to supercharge your immune system protection and build your natural immunity, Empower is the solution for you. For more information and order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518. That's 800-422-5518. And as a special deal for our Intelligent Medicine listeners, use coupon code HOFFMAN20. At checkout and get a 20% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for Empower. All right, 877-726-8255. We've got another caller on the line. Is she still there? Hi there.
Yes. Even though I was taking it, I had all symptoms of what appeared to be a sinus headache, even though I was taking all the immune supplements you recommend and sprays, the doctor thought, even though it's viral, it could be a bacteria infection as well. So she prescribed Augmentum. And I'd want to know, is it best to take probiotics to offset the negative side effects of the antibiotic during, or should one wait before, after the antibiotic regimen is finished?
So I have a question for you. What's your name, sir?
George.
George. Okay, George. How did you feel when you took the Augmentin?
Well, no, I just started it the few days.
Because I'll tell you, I think in the last 30 years, the only antibiotic that I ever took was Augmentin, which I prescribed for myself once before. It was like a holiday, Thanksgiving or something, or Passover or something like that. And I was going up to stay in Connecticut and visit some people. And I just didn't want to be, you know, suffering from really bad nasal congestion after a cold. And I thought I'd develop sinusitis. I was having facial pain. And so I prescribed it for myself. And I got to tell you, I took it for about two or three doses because it wreaked havoc on my digestive tract. And I just said, you know, I'd rather have the sinus pain and just let it resolve on its own, which it did, without taking the antibiotic. So I'm curious, and different strokes for different folks. Some people don't have that reaction to Augmentin. I'm very sensitive to it. Yes. The answer is yes, take a probiotic. If you take the probiotic a little bit away from the antibiotic, it's more likely to maintain the beneficial bacteria within your intestinal tract. You don't want to kill off everything. I mean, you know, when you take antibiotics during an infection, it's like nuclear winter for your microbiome. It's actually going to destroy not just the harmful bacteria in your nasal passages, but it's going to destroy your beneficial bacteria in your intestinal tract. And you can partially offset that by taking probiotics, like a broad-spectrum probiotic, like Dr. Ahira's probiotic. But only to some extent, because it's going to still do some damage, and you can't completely offset the adverse effects. The other thing I suggest is that people take something called Saccharomyces. And the advantage of Saccharomyces is it's a fungal species. And what it does is it inhibits, it's actually from the yeast family, but it actually inhibits the harmful kind of yeast, the yeast that gives women yeast infections and the yeast that gives people gastrointestinal problems, Candida albicans and other Candida species. You can take that anytime you want, because even if you take it when you take your Augmentin, it won't be destroyed because it's not a bacteria, it's a fungus. That I would recommend. And, you know, you can partially offset the damage. So good question, practical question, because a lot of people sometimes they have to pull the trigger and take an antibiotic, and that's some of the things that you can do. 877-726-8255, our number. We thank you for your calls and continue to call in. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for digestive support, handle tougher digestive problems, and larger, more complex meals with GI Guard AM, enzymes HCL, oregano oil, and peppermint oil, GI. This premium collection may help to maintain the integrity of your stomach lining and promote gastric comfort, help reduce occasional bloating, indigestion, heartburn, gas, and other normal diet-related digestive disturbances, as well as maintain healthy intestinal flora balance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's Kyolic.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
a regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. The pharmaceutical industry keeps churning out new drugs, and we'll talk about some of the candidate drugs in a moment, but Senator Bernie Sanders was on the Hill grilling pharmaceutical executives about the high cost of drugs in the U.S. vis-a-vis other countries where they can cost a fraction of what they sell for in the United States. And so, on the one hand, it is a huge money-making machine. On the other hand, they are indeed coming up with some innovative solutions for problems, maybe problems that could better be addressed via lifestyle. But, you know, let's take a look at what's happening on the weight loss drug front. And this is actually from the financial pages. Reuters reports that U.S.-based Eli Lilly, makers of Mounjaro and the newly christened Zepbound, it's actually the same drug, but it's got a different name, and Denmark's Novo Nordisk, makers of Ozempic and Wegovy and Rybelsus, these are blockbuster drugs. In fact, the economy of Denmark is just soaring. You know, the average income of people in Denmark, the gross national product, is dramatically improved simply as a result of Novo Nordisk's success in developing and marketing these drugs. So the article says these companies, Lilly and Novo Nordisk, have struck gold with their weight loss drugs, sending their shares to stratospheric levels and putting them on par with some high growth tech stocks. So, for example, those of you who play the market know that there is something called a PE, a price to earnings ratio, which means the amount that the price of the stock exceeds the earnings. So stocks that are kind of speculative, that are real growth stocks, they have so much more potential than they actually earn that they have a high PE ratio. Lilly shares trade at 56 times the earnings estimates, whereas the average S&P healthcare sector stocks have a PE multiple of 19. So 56 versus 19. When it comes to Novo, their PE ratio 36. So there's a lot of people who believe that they've got, the sky's the limit for those companies. Eli Lilly overtook Tesla's market value last month to make the ninth largest U.S. listed company. And Novo briefly knocked off French luxury retail giant LVMH. You know, all the luxury brands are now consolidated under LVMH. You know, it's like the way that General Motors was. You know, there's a lot of different car brands, but they were all GM, you know, Pontiac, Buick, Oldsmobile, Chevrolet, you know, all those grouped under the rubric of GM. Lilly's revenue is expected to jump 76% over the next 3 years. So, Novo's income expected to rise 68%. So here's an innovation. A lot of people have life-threatening peanut allergies, and one of the ways to deal with that is with desensitization. They're coming up with ways to desensitize people with patches and sublinguals, but it's an arduous process. Headline, first drug okayed for reducing allergic reactions from multiple foods. The drug it's an old drug. It's been around for a while. It's called Xolair. It's a monoclonal antibody. Xolair, via injection, is the first medication that appears to help reduce allergic reactions to multiple foods after accidental exposure. Now, we're talking about anaphylactic reactions. We're not thinking like, you know, like, I don't like garlic. It gives me an upset stomach. But these people have life-threatening reactions that are IgE-mediated. Xolair knocks out the IgE. And it turns out that after getting the injections, 68% of the patients who received Xolair were able to eat a single dose of peanut protein after about a half year of treatment without allergic symptoms. So, yeah, hope for people who suffer from life-threatening allergies. Also, this one, are you tired of taking your blood pressure medication? You know, it's kind of like tedious. You got to take your medication every day or maybe a couple times a day. And there's the cost associated with that. And sometimes you forget your medication. You run out of your medication. So, new solution from Big Pharma. A drug that can be taken once a month to reduce blood pressure. It's given as a subcutaneous injection every 6 months, or alternatively every 3 months. They're trying it out. It's called RNA interference with a drug. It hasn't gotten it's got just a generic name. It doesn't yet have a brand name. It's a tongue twister, zilebesiran, for mild to moderate hypertension. So in the future, you may be able to take a shot. It says that single subcutaneous doses of zilebesiran significantly lowered blood pressure for up to 6 months. The drug targets one of the enzymes that's associated with the kidney retaining sodium.